Share is going to be on a very interesting nekuda that the Rebbe spoke. Parshas Matis Masei Toshinu Nalef. I want to give a little bit of an interesting background. This keta that we're going to learn is Ois Lamed Beis in the Sefer Besura Sagula, which Alderach it says in Tanya that Perek Lamed Beis is the leiv of Tanya. Because it speaks about Avos Yisrael. So yesh leimar that this chelek that we're going to learn today is the leiv of Psura Sagula because it's Ois Lamed Beis. And many of you are going to think that's like a nice play on words. I want to tell you there's an interesting maimer of the Rebbe. It's printed in Sefer Maimorim Melukit Chelek Aleph. The Dibur Maschol Ani Ladoidi. And in that maimer the Rebbe says, the fact that the Maimer on Ila Doidi is printed on Daf Lamed Beis in the Kutei Torah, it's a raya that has to do with Avos Yisrael. That means anything that Vashkocha Prot is connected with Lamed Beis is Frana Inyan in them of Avos Yisrael. Now especially this thing that we're going to learn now, a new revolution that the Rebbe says about why we're supposed to have Avos Yisrael. I'm going to read you the Lashon. Yes, Gimel, page 717. Yes, add and stress the kesher and connection between Avos Yisrael and the Gula Asida, not only because that you're getting rid of the cause of Golos, because being that we finished the Maaseinu of the Seinu of Golos, after the member is Masois of Midbar Ami, so this they have added in Ksaviat Kodesh, Nimtsoim Kfar already holding Al Yarden Yurechoi, so on the threshold of Gulos, I'm sure we fixed everything, the causes of Gulos. Therefore, that Gush of Avos Yisrael is a foretaste in the beginning of the Gula Midas Vashlem, which is connected in the Kudas Ahtus, which is higher than Ischalkus. This is a Yeshleimah of the Rebbe, and you hear it spoken many times. I want to take the next 10 minutes to describe a little bit what this means. I told you once the story, and it was already Nisparsim L'Rabim, the story of Tzvi Freeman, that he was wearing, he became Frum, and he was wearing his hat and jacket, and his friends asked him, why are you living in the past? So he said, I'm only showing you the way it's going to be in the future. In other words, certain things you do because you want to connect it to the past, or you want to fix the past. Other things you do because you're paving the way, you're trailblazing the future. I want to explain to you there's two ways to look at Avos Yisrael. Why is it so important to have Avos Yisrael? Most people say the reason is like this. Being that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, so if you want to bring Mashiach, so therefore you have to have Avos Chinam. You have to have Avos Yisrael, getting rid of the cause of the Churban, so therefore you have Avos Yisrael. Another way of saying the reason why you need Avos Yisrael, being that Mashiach is coming, and at that point is going to be Avos Yisrael, everyone's going to be living in peace, so you better get used to such a lifestyle now. For example, the same way when you hear the Mashiach comes, is going to be learning all day, so that inspires you to get used to it now. Same thing is true. When you hear the Mashiach comes, there's not going to be any fighting, any bickering, any disturbing one another. So instead of that being a cause for Mashiach not to come, on the contrary, you say, I love that, and I want to start living like that today. So that's what the Rebbe says in the Sicha. I want to take a few minutes to explain what's the difference in the two types of Avos Yisrael. What's the difference if you're doing it to fix the past, or you're doing Avos Yisrael to get ready for the future? Is there any difference in the type of Avos Yisrael, or are there just different reasons? The difference in the two Avos is as follows. When you're looking to fix the problem, you only do something to the extent that it fixes the problem. In other words, if somebody tells you that there's a pipe leaking, so you have to go fix the pipe, So you fix, once you fix the pipe, you don't sit there watching that pipe. It's fixed. You go weiter. In other words, if Avas Yisroel that's needed to fix the reason of Galus, so you ask Hashem, how much Avas Yisroel is needed? So he says, 80 mitzvahs of Avas Yisroel, because that caused the Chorban. So I did my 80 mitzvahs of Avas Yisroel, and I'm done. In other words, it's not something that I want to do, and it's not something that I'm going to do bleak wool. I'm not going to do forever and a lot of it. Whatever is needed to fix the problem, that's what I'm going to do. You have people that don't have a lot of money, and they have to, there's a problem in their house. So they fix the problem as much as they need, the cheapest way, enough that the problem doesn't continue. A lot of times you have, for example, you have certain buildings that for whatever reason the roof leaks. We don't know about such things. So there's like three ways how to deal with it. You can get a whole new roof, that's like $40,000. You can get a whole new layer on top of the roof, which is $5,000. Or you can pour tar all over the roof, which is about $2,000. People that don't have money, so they're looking for the roof not to leak. They're not looking to fix the roof. The issue is that the roof shouldn't leak. That means you do it as much as needed to stop the problem. But that doesn't mean that that becomes your life. That doesn't mean that that becomes who you are. However, the other way, it's completely different. I'm not doing it because I have a problem, so I have Avas Yisroel. Avas Yisroel is not filling a roof. It's not a answer to a problem. Avas Yisroel is the type of life that I want to lead. That's who I am. It's something that I want to do. And being that that's the lifestyle that I want to lead, I'm going to do bleak vul. It's going to be forever and to everyone. And therefore, it's a whole new level of Avas Yisroel. This type of Avas Yisroel is not a limited level. It's an Avas Yisroel which comes because that's the way I want to live my life. It's not that, listen, I have a problem, so I have Avas Yisroel. Being that I have a Chorban based on Migdash, how do I get rid of this? Throw in some Avas Yisroel, sprinkle some Avas Yisroel on the Chorban, and you have a base Amikdash. That means that Avas Yisroel is something you don't want to do, you don't want to buy it, who wants to fix the roof? You have a leak, you fix the roof. But that means Avas Yisroel is not something that really you want, not something you thought you want to do, and you're only going to do it as much as needed to stop the problem. However, if you're doing it because you want to get ready for Mashiach, and you know that's the way all Yidden are going to be living in Maisa Mashiach, and you know, and you want to get used to it now, so then it becomes a whole new level. You want to prepare for the future, so you're starting to live your life today as if it's the future. You're getting yourself ready for a lifestyle change. It's fitness for life. It's something that a whole new way of behaving. And this level of Avas Yisroel is the true level of Avas Yisroel. And that, with that, we're going to be zeichet to the time that it says, "Vayilosid lavei," that there's going to be loy kinov, loy sachrus, no jealousy, no competition. Everyone's just going to be serving the Eibush there. And we have to choose life. We have to choose that this is the style of life we want to lead.